Alexander McCall Smith is a world-renowned expert on bioethics and an emeritus professor of medical law at the University of Edinburgh. But you probably know him, if you recognize the name, as the author of the number one Ladies Detective Agency series. That's a series of novels set in Botswana. I sat down with Alexander McCall Smith at an event in New York last week. It was at the Cooper Union for the Advancement of Science and Art. And we talked about the latest book in his series. It's called The Saturday Big Tent Wedding Party. But at one point, the conversation turned to the social change which is sweeping across North Africa and the Middle East. Could the events going on in Tunisia, Egypt, and other countries actually begin a revolution in our understanding of Africa? Here's a portion of that conversation.
I suppose that people are very intrigued by what is happening in North Africa. Because it does, it seems to represent a rather delayed form of what we saw happening in Eastern Europe, when eventually the people just revolted against a very firm totalitarian system. And I suppose this is what is happening in the Arab world, that a new generation, which has been accustomed to participating in debates through technology, through the internet. I mean, this is to a certain extent, this is a web-based revolution in a way. It shows the power of that, and that genie can't be put back in the bottle. The young people who will say, "Look, we want to have greater control of our lives." That seems to me to be what's happening. I mean, it's more complicated than that, I'm sure, and I think there are all sorts of other currents going on there, but. Really, I think it's a very interesting example of the power of new communications technology to have a really strong political effect.
To your point, though, as a journalist, seeing the kind of surprise that people have, how taken aback people are, or he'll comments like, "I didn't know they all had access to the internet," or "How'd they find these articulate English speakers?" As a journalist, I find that very stereotypical. But in another sense, this has been an education for the rest of the world, who've kind of held the same view of the entire continent of Africa for a very long time.
Well, yes, but I mean that actually directs our attention to a bit of a problem in that if people just talk about Africa as a single continent politically, then I think that really is far too sweeping, because the political culture of North Africa is pretty different from the political culture of sub-Saharan Africa. I think one really has to divide that, and there'll be, even within North Africa, there'll be all sorts of shadings and differences of opinion and views. Yes, I mean, I think that we really need to pay far more attention to some of the subtleties in countries that are perhaps just regarded as being all within a particular block. But you talk about surprise. Remember the surprise that people felt when they saw the monolithic Soviet Union crumble before their eyes. And none of us would have believed that the Soviet Union would collapse. So I think really the point about politics is be prepared for surprises, lots of surprises. And of course then one says, well, we must protect ourselves against unforeseen events. And the question then is, what unforeseen events are you talking about?
That's a small part of my conversation with author Alexander McCall Smith, recorded last week in New York at the Cooper Union for the Advancement of Science and Art. You can hear the entire conversation at our website, thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.